Also Administrative Professionals Day. And as we said, Earth Day. Saw this. A new study says spending time in nature can help with loneliness.
Oh.
Even if you're alone in nature.
So you're like...
No word on
alone,
the person that did that study and who he reported to if he was alone. But things can always be worse. Oh, because as this big blue marble spins around... This is what we say. It is Earth Day. And it turns out, statistically, in a recent survey, only 26% of Americans know that it's Earth Day to begin with. When asked about it in a poll earlier this year, over half says that it probably is in April. That's correct. 26% got that it was April 22nd. I don't know if I'd have been able to do that. And millennials, far more familiar with it than boomers. In this survey, though, when it comes to what exactly is Earth Day about, 42% said, I have no idea.
It's about the world.
I, along with 16%, are misinformed and thinking it was the birth date of the world. Of the actual planet.
I mean, there's always a reason to celebrate a birthday in my mind.
There you go.
Who's to say you're not wrong?
But 44% of those in this survey said that they promote Earth-friendly changes, and they will do that for Earth Day. So it's good to see that many people are lying. Yeah, things could be worse, of course.
Some folks, speaking of Earth Day in this world, are literally walking miles to get clean water, it's palatable to drink. Then walking miles back with a bucket on their head. But Americans, not so much. Two-thirds say we are picky about our water. And almost a third would rather go thirsty than drink some we don't like. Half won't drink water in certain places, and they can tell what brand it is without being told.
Okay.
In related news, if you have a favorite brand of water, time to reassess your life. Maybe a mission trip to Africa.
I know, I have a favorite brand.
When will that tank be clean?
Yeah, no, that's nobody's favorite.
I don't know if it could be worse.
Nobody likes that.
Things could be worse. To Derbyshire, England. And a farmer over there says he's amongst many other farmers in the beautiful, picturesque English countryside that have been left with no choice but to consider breeding less photogenic cows. Yeah, so this is a farmer in Derbyshire, Alex Birch, and he says he's going to breed out because he has the big fluffy cows, the Highland cows.
Oh, we love those. They're so
shaggy,
cute.
Very
I
cute.
Love you.
He said, yeah, but since the pandemic, and it's just gotten out of hand even worse since then, people stop by the farm and they go over to the fence, and he says it's like a selfie convention and he can't get them out of there. He says, my cows don't get any peace. I've seen the videos. I've seen it in person. I saw someone filming a yoga video next to my cows. So he's going to make them uglier now.
How do you do that? So you're going to genetically alter your cows?
Well, you keep the cows out at a bar after it's closing time.
Yeah, and
that's
turn the
how.
On.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So you think your mom is tough to buy for? Imagine a nun who is 113 years old.
Whoa!
More happy birthdays going out to Sister Frances Dominici Piscatella.
Hey,
from Amityville, New York, who has spent 9 decades dedicated to the Catholic Church. Now, don't think that she is a shrinking violet because of her dedication to God. She joined the order at the age of 17 in 1931. And also had to prove her worth. As a kiddo, she lost half an arm. Told them it would not impede her in any way. I can do anything that anyone with two hands can do, which she did. She taught high school and college for 52 years. And they had a big party. So everybody needs a big party. She's very sweet. And at 113 years old, this is how much she has her wits about her. She says it was very kind of everybody who came to make it a lovely time.
Wow. And then she swatted everybody on the knuckles with a ruler.
I mean, if we could just
with the one-arm ruler.
21-year-olds to speak like that?
How about that?
We'd be doing well.
Nope. Did it, folks.
No, folks.
Sir, I don't know if that's necessary right now. Things could be worse. Speaking of, by the way, of course, we talked about a couple months back when it was announced by the U.S. Treasury that beginning in June, currency printed will be signed by President Trump, who marked the 250th anniversary and whatnot birthday of America. Well, they'll be printed right here. And if you haven't went to it, you need to. It's worth a visit to the Fort Worth Bureau of Engraving and Printing. It's a cool little free tour because our tax is paid for the place.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, you just go right in. Yep, and the person out there said, yep, it'll be out there starting in June. Print it up. Yesterday, a signature of Trump's for a different purpose was made right there in the Oval. President Donald Trump signed an executive order directing federal agencies to fast-track research and approval of psychedelic drugs for therapy.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. In fact, no joke. He joked, can I have some, please, after he signed it. The signing drew a who's who. And I mean, there were a lot of people there in the Oval around him. You know how they all huddle while he sits at the desk and signs it.
It's a group effort.
You had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. You had Dr. Oz, Joe Rogan. And then you had the giant pink elephant in the corner. So that was nice. Yep.
Nope. Did they both?
He was not there. Flashbacks next on Hank.